FM 90.3 WJTL Passion. Remember, Tasha Layton's new song, Never. Before that, good morning, Annie and Fred with you, 720.
Hey, good morning, friends. Good to be with you. Happy Thursday. Weather-wise today, code orange air quality alert in effect. Also mostly sunny, very hot and humid, a high 94. Feels very much like July. Tonight, cloudy, showers and storms likely, low 72. Friday, cloudy again, showers and storms, high 88. And then Saturday and Sunday, wrapping up the weekend with very similar weather to Friday, partly sunny, chance of showers and storms, and a high around 89. Currently 75 in York, 72 here in Lancaster.
This morning, our very special guest, Richard Weaver, hanging out with us. He's directing Elf Junior, the musical at Kavod Theater. Rick, good morning
again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Just for those who don't know, tell us about Kavod.
Sure, yeah. Kavod is a great community theater and dance academy in New Holland, focusing on God and creating with purpose.
Yeah, and Elf Junior, not only are you doing the performance, but it's a two-week camp. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah, we start Monday through Friday for 2 weeks, and we work from 9 to 3. We get up in the mornings, we do devotionals with the kids, make sure we spend time with them and talk to them and discuss the true purpose why we're there. Yeah. And then we continue with blocking, choreography, music, all that stuff, and we're shoving it down these kids' throats. I mean, they are getting it a lot in 2 weeks.
Now, do tryouts happen before the 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So they already know their part.
Yes, they know their part. Good. We do a read-through so that way they can kind of understand the show. Mm-hmm. So they get time to memorize before they come in. But
yeah. So it's got to be a real bonding time for the cast, the crew, for the director, that you guys are spending that much time together.
It's a lot of time, and it's a lot of fun talks about the true purpose of the show.
Yeah.
Like I said, Kavod likes to create with purpose. Mm-hmm. And with this show in general, you know, there's a lot of Christmas lights and things like that to distract us. But the true purpose of the show itself is you have this character that comes into New York, a place that is bustling and very distracted. But he brings Christmas spirit, and he brings light, and he brings joy to the people that are really not doing so well.
Yeah.
And that's how we should be to the people around us. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Good job, you guys. Best cup of coffee ever. It's one of my favorite lines from the movie.
Yeah.
I love when he walks into that best cup of coffee.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they taste it. It's not that great.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Can I ask how old the youngest, like, what's the age range of the kids that are involved, if you know?
I think it's like, we got to have like maybe nine, 8 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you've been doing stuff since you were young as well.
Yes, 12 years old.
Yeah. So how do you take what you were as a performer, how do you turn that around to help the kids as a director?
You learn a lot, especially from where you grew up. And because growing up at Kavod, I grew up around a lot of good people who taught me the real purpose of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of people can get distracted by how good you're singing and how good you're dancing and things like that. But at the end of the day, if you are giving everything you can to the Lord through your performance, he's really going to bless you. And he's gonna do that. So I think he does that with me every day with these kids. I mean, he is the one that is speaking through me to them. So.
Yeah, and you have almost, what, 50 kids?
50? Yeah, 49.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, Elf Junior the Musical, happening at Kavod Theater. They have a two-week camp, and then the performance is July 22nd and 23rd, right?
Yes.
If folks want to get tickets to those, they can come see them.
Yeah, Kavod.org.
And it's happening there at the Kavod...
at the theater.
Theater in New Holland.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So I love that you guys are doing Elf Junior in the middle of July. I think sometimes,
so cool.
You know, you have so many Christmas things going on in December that it just seems like it's so much. It's kind of refreshing you're doing it here in the middle of the summer.
Yes, it's a good time to kind of get dressed up in Christmas outfits. I mean,
we
also have spirit days every day where we have to dress up, and one of them is Christmas Day, so you have to come and dressed up in Christmas outfits. So,
oh, I love that.
Yeah. I do love that.
It gets people in a better mood, I think.
Do you have a favorite part of the show?
Yes. I think there are some very huge numbers in the show. There's one that I'm going to keep a secret that you have to come and see to find out. But one of my favorite moments is there is a point where Buddy forgets about his date, and she kind of like leaves, and she sings this song about never falling in love with an elf, and it's about her troubles with boys. And I think that's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's just a fun number about
all
of the dating experience that she's had, but definitely never fall in love with an elf. So that's a really good time.
That's awesome. Elf Junior happening at Kavad Theater in New Holland, July 22nd and the 23rd. You could be praying for and thinking about Richard and the kids as they work up to it the next upcoming next 2 weeks. And if you would love to see this show and experience some Christmas spirit in the middle of the summer, Kavad.org is the place. Richard, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
With
thank
us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Back awesome. To the music we go with Aveth Luna. This is Just Like Jesus. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ. Community music.